share with you out of the writings of Paul to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 19th and the 20th verse. You will find these words. Paul says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Maybe some of you that don't have your Bibles this morning. I want to read that again.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you want it to be in there or not, if you're breathing, it's in you. Which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Mm-hmm. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Mm-hmm. Then Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 1 that you've already heard in your hearing, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. If we are to use a thought or subject this morning, we like to use the thought, this ain't your house. This ain't your house.
Today, God has made a way for all of us. And so because of that, we give our God praises. The Lord is a mighty good God. So we love him this morning. We are thankful to him for who he is and for what he does. And today, God has blessed us by his mercy and by his grace to be in fellowship with one another one more time. We come this morning lifting up and praise the name of the Lord on this great day of celebration. A day that we, the members of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, should be excited and be happy about the fact that God has allowed us to see another annual day. This particular day is referred to as our homecoming, which is the start and the kickoff of our revival. And I do hope and pray that we have been collectively praying that God will bless us throughout this week in hopes that lives will be refreshed and that at least one soul might be saved. For the Bible declares that the heavens rejoice over one sinner that cometh to repentance. Truth be told, this morning, all of us need a closer walk with the Lord. All of us have something that we can go to God in prayer. For the Bible declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I don't care how many I's you dotted or how many T's you crossed and how good you think that you've been to your neighbor or to other folk, there's still somewhere along the line that you may have missed the mark. You know how it is. We got these old minds of ours and we think all kinds of things sometimes. And these eyes that we look out, we don't look out of spiritual eyes all the time. A lot of times we are looking out of judgmental eyes. We look at somebody and we sort of try to size them up. But I found out that you can't judge the book by the cover. There are some folk that look bad on the outside, but they're good on the inside. Then there are some folk that are dressed up and dressed to the T on the outside, and they're just nasty as they can be on the inside. You know anybody like that this morning? To them folk that just don't want to get along with nobody? But I thank God that he is a mighty God, and I do know that God will bless us if we will allow him to be our God. God knows that we need his mercy, and he's shown us that he will be there. If he has blessed us, he will bless others. So we can't boast about the fact that we got all of this or we got all of that, because everything you got belongs to the Lord. I am as one of those that are known as an old school preacher. And I remember the homecoming was called Big Meeting, when our sister churches would come together as one body in Christ for the sole purpose of glorifying God and allowing the Spirit to stir up our gifts. Wasn't about how much money you had. It wasn't about the frock that you got on or the suit that you got on, but it was all about serving God. Even if you had on a pair of blue jeans, an old plaid shirt, as long as you could get inside the house, then there was a good time in Zion. Big Meeting was a time that family and friends that may have moved on to other places, or maybe even some members that have joined other churches, that can remember where they come from and remember home and get an opportunity to come back and to share in the worship service. That's why this morning I get joy when I look out there and see Sister Deb in the house. Traveled up the dangerous highway just to be here at homecoming. Even though she may have strayed from us, she didn't stray away from God, because she was still in somebody's house. And so I thank God that she loved family and she loved this church enough to be back in the house one more time. And so these are the times where our loved one, Sister Quilla, that goes down to First Baptist South Mount, always stopped by on our homecoming Sunday. And I thank God for her faith walk and how she'd been down on the bed of affliction, but God gave her strength enough this morning. And she got her eyesight intact, because she's still clean from head to toe. You know, she always was coordinated. You see that purple hat over there? It's going to match somewhere with everything that goes all the way down her body. So she's still intact. And so I thank God. You see, we have to know that as an under-shepherd, we got to look out at the flock and see what the flock is up to. You know, if you're sitting in here with a frown on your face, you're in the wrong place this morning. You might think about the fact that my sister died on yesterday, and she wasn't sick. She just left us. So you're here today, but you could be gone today. You better check yourself, and you better recognize where your strength comes from. Big Meeting. Big Meeting was that time when the people of God came together to share the love of Jesus one with another. In times of old, instead of having a kitchen committee or hospitality ministry to prepare a meal, which if it's God's will that we shall be eating around 1:30 or shortly thereafter, but the sisters of the old day, they fixed some of their favorite dishes and some of their favorite desserts, and they didn't have a fancy basket. They just put them in an old cardboard box. Got the church and left the box in the trunk. You know, that they knew something about tailgating before tailgating got popular. They didn't need a grill. They just put it all in the box. And when you go by the box, the only thing was that you couldn't go by just anybody's trunk. It all depended on who you were and who they were, because they had special folk that they gonna save a slice of cake for. They had some folk that know you love, you know you like my potato pie, so I got a piece of potato pie waiting on you. But they knew that there's somebody like the way I throw my potato salad together, and so they made sure that individual would be able to stop by the trunk. Don't go by a trunk that you're not welcome, because them Christian folk will let you know you ain't getting nothing out of here. Act like they all of it's already gone, and then if you watch them long enough, you'll see when somebody else stop by, they pull something right back out of the trunk. You know, those were the days when you could look at the box and you knew some fried chicken was in there because you could see the grease prints all in the box. So you see, we done got so sedated now. We like to have everything either catered or prepared by somebody. But I thank God for some of them old sisters. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Even in the rural churches, not only would they have something in the box, but they had some little stations all up and down the street selling snowballs and popcorn and snacks and all of that kind of stuff. So there's always a good fellowship. And it was amazing. It was amazing how you could look at the church and the church would be overflowing with folk. But yet, there were more folk on the outside than there was on the inside. But we didn't have the comfort of air conditioning. So the windows was, as Sister Gloria say, they were hatched up. You could hear the sounds coming out of the windows. And you know how it is. All you had to do was just hear the surge. You didn't have to be in the surge because you want to be out there to see where the goings on was going on. No, they had some folk. No, I better not tell that. I wasn't old enough to go to that booth. But people had a good time at big meeting. They stay in there all sweaty and hot, but they'll put their hands together. They'll put their feet down on the floor, and they wouldn't mind praising the Lord thy God. And a lot of our churches didn't have that carpet, so you could get that good sound. You get that sound beating on the floor and that sound of them hands. And a lot of times you didn't have no organ player. You didn't have no drums. You didn't have nothing but you, your mouth, and your soul to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. And they had a mighty good time. Big meeting. 3 o'clock service. But then they didn't have the mall to go to. So they hung around the church house. Because there was going to be another service at 7:30. Now, you're lucky if they come at 11 o'clock. Half of them going to come back at 3 o'clock. Some of you going to eat dinner and go on home or somewhere. And better not ask you to come back at 7:30. Be preaching to the pews. Things have changed. But God hadn't changed. God is still God. The same God that they worship and they enjoyed one another with, that's the same God that we serve this morning. And even though things have changed, there's still some folk that believe that I'm going to serve the Lord while I have a chance. So I come this morning to let you know that we got to keep in mind where Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Can't nobody praise God for you. We might say sometime that somebody prayed for me. And I know you can pray for me, but you can't believe for me. You can't tell God thank you for me. You can't talk to God the way that I need to talk to God, because don't nobody know what I need to tell God. Did anybody in here ever been going through some things that you just didn't have the words to put together to talk to God about? But somehow you remember what the old saints, even your groans and your moans, God already know what you're going through. We got to understand that what Paul was talking about, that we got to yield our instruments, our bodies for the service of the Almighty God. And not so much being willing to do, but there are some specific things that we ought to do, but there ought to be a dedication. That whatever God commands, that we would be willing and ready to do. David said, when we look at the 139th Psalm, He said, for thou hast possessed my reins. In other words, my inward parts. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiosity wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. God made us all as individual beings. So we should be mindful this morning of what we ought to do. You ought to offer your body this morning as a living sacrifice. Now, when we think about or consider our theme this morning, this ain't your house. For some of us, the first thought may be the church house or our place where we live. As far as the church is concerned this morning, we know that Jesus said in Matthew 21:13, as he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves, because they were selling doves in the courts of the church. And the Bible declares that this made Jesus angry enough that he went about and he overturned all of the tables. This is God's house. And God told them individuals on that particular day that my house shall be called the house of prayer. Do we have any praying saints in the house this morning? Anybody talk to God even before you got to the church house? Anybody know that when we talk about the house of God, then we ought to realize that we ought to know that God's house, and we must respect God's house as being sacred. We got to understand this morning, and not just the pulpit area, but we are standing on holy ground when we get on the church ground. A lot of us, like, well, we done forgot where we come from. Because there was a time that we couldn't act any kind of way in God's house. There was a time that we wouldn't say anything in God's house. I don't know about you, but you better be careful who you cross. There's some folk, and I hope there's not any on your pew, but they might cuss you out right here in the house. It's homecoming. We're getting ready for revival. We got to put ourselves in check. We got to understand that this ain't your house. Even when it comes to our house where we live, we realize that we all got rules and ways that we like things to be done in our house. Someone come in your house acting crazy or trying to boss things around, you don't find it hard to very quickly tell them this ain't your house. Somebody come in and they want to do whatever they want to do. And God forbid they don't hardly know you and go in there and open up your refrigerator. You're very quick to tell them this ain't your house. If you want something, you better ask for it. Then we got to understand that they're those that don't know what to let come out of their mouth. You can't talk any kind of way in my house. You might talk like you want to in your house, but all of that cussing ain't going on in my house. We got some folk that realize I don't cuss in the front of my children, and you're not going to cuss in the front of my children. We got to put our houses in order. But this morning, I'm not talking about the church house. I'm not talking about the building. I'm not talking about where God has brought us from. I remember the time when right here in Fowles Chapel, that those pews that they're sitting on in the overflow area, those are the pews that were in the sanctuary. There was a time there wasn't no soft red cushion on those pews. We just sat down on that hard piece of wood. And there's something about knowing where you come from that'll make you appreciate where you are right now. But I just come to let you know this morning that this ain't your house. I'm not talking about Fowles Chapel, not the building. I'm not talking about wherever it is that you call your home. But I'm talking about this temple that God has given us. I just stopped by to let somebody know that we serve a mighty God. And I thank God for being a God that knows everything that we need. I come to let you know this morning that Paul said, "What know ye not? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost abides within your body, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own." I just want to let you know that the Bible declared that you were bought with a price. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for all that he does. For I come to let somebody know this morning that you got to glorify God in your body. You got to know that God made everything possible. And I could not move this morning if it were not for the power of God. I just want somebody in Faust Chapel to know that we serve a mighty God. And we got to learn how to trust the power of a loving God. I realize that the Holy Spirit ought to abide deep down on the inside of us. But every now and again, if you got anything on the inside, it ought to come on the outside. Is there anybody in the house this morning that realized that God gave us the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit will fill all of his believers. The Holy Spirit will sanctify you that you will separate yourself from certain kind of folk. I thank God this morning for the power of the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit produces fruit in your life. Have you ever heard about love? Have you ever heard about joy? I found out that there's peace and long-suffering. There got to be kindness and goodness and faithfulness. Every now and again, you got to be gentle down in your mind. You got to learn how to have some self-control. Is there anybody in the house that realized that you were bought with a price? And that price was a mighty big price. For by his stripes are we healed. They beat our Lord and our Savior. But I just stopped by to tell somebody that I serve a mighty God. I'm so glad to know that I'm on the Lord's side. Do I have any witnesses in the house this morning? Is there anybody got the Spirit of God down on the inside? You got to do what you can while you have a chance. The Bible declares work while it's day. For night cometh when no man is able to work. It's working time, Faust Chapel. It's homecoming time, Faust Chapel. And I just stopped by to let you know, I don't care how big and bad that you are, you don't belong to yourself, because you were bought with a price. That price was the sacrificial blood of the Lamb. When I see my God right now, I realize that I thank him for every day that I live. But I found out that when you get a little bit older, your footsteps will get a little shorter, your eyesight will get a little dim. Sometimes your body began to go through changes. And that's why Paul said, for we know that it's this earthly house of this tabernacle. If it were dissolved, I got another building. I got another building. A building not made with hands. A building that is eternal in the heaven. And I just stopped by Faust Chapel to let somebody know this morning that it's time to praise the Lord our God. It's time to come up out of self. It's time to let go and let God have his way. I just want to let you know that this is not your house. That body that you have belongs to the Lord. And it holds on to the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'm so glad I got it down on the inside. But I don't want it to stay down on the inside. Every now and again, I want it to come on the outside. I want to show some love to somebody else. I want to let somebody know that I love the Lord. Is there anybody in the house that can say, oh, how I love Jesus? Anybody love the Lord this morning? Anybody got any joy this morning? Anybody got anything that you want to tell the Lord thank you for? I just stopped by Faust Chapel to tell my God thank you this morning. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on another day's journey. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you for touching my feeble body. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Is there anybody in the house that want to be a witness to the Almighty God, that know that God has made a mighty man. God has made a mighty work in your body this morning and in this old body of mine. I got the power of a loving God. I got the power this morning of the Holy Ghost. And if you got the Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power will make you move. Holy Ghost power will make you love your neighbor. Holy Ghost power will make you realize that this is not your house, but this is God's house. And in God's house, I'm going to give my God praise while I have a chance, because I realized this morning that I was bought with a price. So when I go back to Calvary and I see my God hanging there, they hung him high and they stretched him wide. They pierced him in his side. He bled, he suffered, and he died so that I might have the right to stand right here in Fowl's Chapel and let you know that you are somebody. And the Lord can do what nobody else can do. For there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And I'm going to trust God to be our God this week. I'm going to trust God to do what we can't do for ourselves. And I want you to let you know that this is not your house. It is a temple. Of the Most High God. And in this temple, don't defile the temple. Don't allow anything to happen in and a part of your body. You don't get but one. And as you go through, you understand that you're not going to be here always. But while I have a chance, I'm going to let the Lord God have his way. It's all right to have your own mind. The Bible declares, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And Jesus said, love ye one another as he has loved us. Do you love him enough this morning that the same way you are protective about that little place you call home, that you will protect what God has given you to house his Holy Spirit? This old nasty flesh that we try to make sure that it look right, it smell good, it's clean, and we doctor ourselves up, and you women put on your little powders and all that kind of stuff on God's house. But there's one thing you can't mess with. Is down on the inside. And I don't care what nobody say about what you don't have. If you know you got Jesus, if you know that God is helping you to get over some of the things that you have tried to leave behind, don't let your yesterday hinder you from loving God today. All they see is the outside, but God sees and knows your heart. Let your heart be wholly committed to the power of a loving God. Fowl's Chapel, we wanted to dwell on the fact of the temple and the body. But also, I remind you that even in the house of God, Paul said that you ought to know how to behave yourself in God's house, for it is the pillar of truth. So as our guests come today and throughout this week, you're a member, but this ain't your house. It's God's house. So if you can't get to your special pew, don't get wind in your jaws. Treat your company like you've been taught. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We're looking for a great day of celebration. As Dr. Harris and his people come this afternoon, We're looking for a wonderful fellowship as we sit down and dine together. But at the end of the day, where are you with your God? If you're not saved this morning, you need to strive for salvation. Because only those that love God and have given themselves over to the faith and the death and resurrection of Jesus will be able to go into the eternal heavens. As you stand to your feet this morning, we extend an invitation, for the doors of the church are open at this time.